going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome to Cane's. It's Luke Bryan. What can I get you?
Today I'm raising funds with Raising Cane's and my buddy Todd Graves for the Brett Boyer Foundation. Great food.
And a great cause.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
And the Brett Boyer Foundation.
One love.
Welcome back in to Early Break on the Ticket. Nick Sainert filling in for Jake Sorensen. Steve Sipple, Bill Bush alongside on a Monday. Good stuff on Nebraska softball and baseball. Probably went a little longer than maybe we expected.
Good information.
Either way, are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the industry at Currency, a Sandhills global company. They offer full-time positions.
FinTech.
FinTech.
In the fintech industry, I think I skipped over the word fintech. Yeah, in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sandhills global company, they offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. They have a 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more. Did you guys, we're going to get to the game show here in just a minute. Did you guys get by chance to watch any of the NBA stuff last night? Sip, I know you're kind of an NBA guy.
I did.
You guys watch
Bill
it?
Bill was watching that game.
I watched it.
You weren't sending that text. Like, that wasn't
sarcasm. No, I watched it was incredible because the score was in like the 80s, 90s, and it was like defense being played. It was remarkable.
It was.
And to watch Golden State, I know that's hard on you. I know you wanted Houston to win.
I didn't want Houston to win.
I was just amazed. Like a 7 beating a 2, it's a big deal.
It was.
At nobody thought they were going to win that game set.
Bill, nothing but respect for Golden State.
Yeah. They in some of the plays that were made were
I was glad you're watching.
Absolutely remarkable.
So and, you were but legitimately
it looked like
watching.
Looked like real basketball.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, every possession mattered. The defense was ridiculous on both sides.
Yeah.
On both sides. It was just remarkable. But the couple of the shots that were made by Steph Curry.
Oh.
The reverse layup, that one he made with the. It was just.
In traffic.
It's like, how old is Steph Curry? How old is he? He's old.
He's 30s.
He doesn't look like it.
37, I think.
He is 37.
He's 37.
37.
That's not the wow. That's
he trains
wow.
Hard. Yeah. He's one of the hardest training players in the sport.
But that was exciting to watch. It was unbelievable to watch. Because, cool. Like I said, it was both sides up and down, and it was on.
Golden State hammered them late.
Yeah. At one point in time, they went up 20.
Yeah.
They went on a 12-0 run. It was just boom, boom, boom. It went from, okay, we're okay. All of a sudden, it's like, game's over. Game's over. With like 4.5 minutes to go, 5 minutes to go, it's like, okay, we got a game here. No, we don't.
They finished.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
It was a huge finish. And it was Steph, and it was Jimmy. I mean, it was mainly those guys. Jimmy
Butler hit like a mid-range shot that just put a dagger in him with about 3 minutes to go.
Yep.
What was it? Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield had a huge game.
He had 9 3-pointers.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's
pretty
big.
That's a big part of it.
It's a pretty big part of it.
He was probably the MVP of the game.
Yeah, he was.
He had 33
that's
points.
What they talked to.
Buddy Hield.
Who's the guy from Houston that was so impressive in the
Amen Thompson?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where's he from?
He didn't go to college.
Didn't
I don't believe.
No, he did not.
Came right
out of high school.
Fourth pick overall.
Yeah,
he's really fun to watch. I've never watched. I've never really paid attention.
His brother. Now, Bill, we can teach you stuff. His brother's name is Osar Thompson. Mm-hmm. Plays for Detroit. Right. Twin brother. So you can imagine. I mean, they're similar.
Imagine those guys out in the driveway, one on one. What do you guys do? Well, we both start in the NBA
Bill
now.
Bill is a smart coach. You saw Amon Thompson's freaky athleticism.
Yeah, immediately. I started watching him. I'm like, whoa, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Just right away.
Yeah. Fourth overall pick in, I think, 2022.
23.
Yep. Thank you, Swim.
Yep, you're all right. So in the Western Conference, the Warriors, like you just said, beat the Rockets on the road. In the Eastern Conference semifinals, though, we saw the Indiana Pacers take game one on the road in Cleveland yesterday, 121-112.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Now, I think Garland played. Garland was on the bench for Cleveland. I didn't understand that. But that was a huge win for Indiana on the road.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance
to see that. Well, that's
fine.
I saw the second half of that.
Donovan Mitchell drops 33 points in the loss for Cleveland. Andrew Nembhard led the way with 23 points for the Pacers.
Remember Andrew Nembhard, Bill? Do you remember him?
No.
Played at Creighton.
No. Before transferring to?
Gonzaga.
Nice work, Sipple. Good job.
Nembhard's good. Nembhard's good.
So tonight, on Monday night, you have Knicks Celtics game one tonight at 6 o'clock, and then the nightcap game one in the Western semifinals is the Nuggets and Thunder, which is going to be a fascinating series as
Knicks,
well.
Knicks Celtics, that interests me just by logos.
Hey,
just by logos like that, and in the Garden.
You'll like it.
I love the fact that the Knicks are still in Madison Square Garden.
It's
just, I mean, that ooh, remember, guys. Westbrook Willis Reed rolled out. I don't know when that was built, but this is the same. Is it right now? It has to be the oldest stadium, right? Oldest arena? There can't be an older arena. Everyone has a brand new one.
That's a good
Everyone's
call.
Brand new.
Yeah, because
I think Portland's in the same.
They're still in the Rose Garden? They were in the Rose Garden where they were at.
Yeah, I think Portland's in the same place where Walton played.
Okay, that would be incredible also.
Now, but I think Madison Square Garden's older than that.
Madison Square Garden's first season was 1967.
But remember, that's not the same garden. This isn't the same garden. This is a completely different garden. Celtics don't play in the same garden.
Yeah.
That's a new garden.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Boston plays in a new
TD Garden was first one was 95.
Yeah. So
Madison Square Garden's the oldest, 1967. The next oldest is the Target Center in Minneapolis in 1990.
That's the next one. Wait a second. Yeah. So Portland, I was wrong on Portland?
Portland isn't till 95, same age as the TD Garden. There are multiple. You have in this order, it's Madison Square Garden, the Target Center, the Delta Center in Salt Lake City.
That makes sense to me.
The Footprint Center in Phoenix, the United Center in Chicago, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland was in 94, and then you have the Garden, and then you have
Portland. I'll get over that. That freaks me out.
It's just the fact that they're playing in something that was built in 1967.
It's still amazing.
And that's the only throwback. You say we're going to the Garden.
Here's the only problem, Bill. I hope you watch the game. The only issue is I don't think it's going to be much of a series.
Yeah, it'd be hard.
Boston's really good. So do you watch it?
I'm starting to tune in now.
I
found myself watching NHL last night, though.
Oh yeah, it was good last night.
In game seven with Winnipeg and St. Louis. Did you guys see this? In the third period, it was like 1.7 seconds left on the clock in the third period. They ended up hitting a game tying goal in game seven to send it to overtime.
Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Winnipeg was down 3-1 with two
less than 2 minutes to go.
Less than 3 minutes to go, and then tied it and won.
Yeah.
I would eat that, yeah. That will be hard today.
Oh God.
When you wake up today and that one.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a couple things gonna bother me.
Double overtime.
That whole game that we go back to the first game switched on one play. I think it was a 6 or 8 point game, I think. And there was a steal. They got a breakaway layup, but then is it Van Fleet? Is that right?
Yeah, Fred Van Fleet.
Shoved Butler in the back.
To the ground.
So they got technical. He makes them both.
Mm-hmm.
Then they score.
Over.
And that was it. That was the play.
Yep.
The turnover is what caused it, though.
Yep.
The turnover is what caused it.
Yeah, and Buddy Hield. I think Buddy Hield was on a breakaway. And Van Fleet.
But it was fun to watch. I was so intrigued with it. I was like, this is fun.
It was a great win by Golden State to go into Houston. I mean, I heard somebody on the radio, a pundit on ESPN, say Golden State's too old to close this game out.
How old's Draymond?
What's Draymond's old?
He's going to be 38, 37, 38 years old also.
He's got to be that.
Yeah.
He's got gray in his beard.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Check it out, Swim.
So Draymond Green, 35.
35.
Okay, that's 35. Steph's 37. Seven. Jimmy's
what?
Up there,
Jimmy's
too.
Getting up there.
35? I'd say, I'm not going to guess.
35?
God.
Those are the
35, 35, 37.
Those were the three guys that were rolling.
Yeah.
Those guys obviously.
Even Buddy Hield's up there at 30 now.
Yeah. Those guys are old.
Well, that's incredible what your legs must feel like. And I'm telling
you. Yeah, Buddy Hield's 32.
God.
Dropped 33 last night.
30, that's
right. Had 9 3
Those
pointers.
Those four guys were on the field, on the court, the whole last deal.
That's wild. I need to correct something that we talked about.
What's that?
Because you got me mixed up. Ryan Nemhard is the one that went to Creighton and eventually transferred to Gonzaga. Yeah. Andrew Nemhard has spent his entire career at Gonzaga.
There's the confusion with me. That's where I got thrown off.
No, wait. Whoa. Okay.
Ryan Nemhard was the one that was at Creighton.
Okay.
And Andrew Nemhard spent his entire career.
Oh, and Ryan's still in college.
No. Not anymore. Let's just move on from the Nemhard brothers. We'll go ahead and do that. Let's
still at Gonzaga.
It's time to play the game show.
We've been on a heater. Hope that continues on.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're still just 23-19. We won like 14 out of 15. We were in that bad shape.
Yeah, I think we were 5-under.
Yeah, you guys lost Brad Pitt movies on Friday, but you were 3-2 last week. But today
is a great game.
Thank you. The reason I brought up NBA is because we're going to do colleges of NBA players that are still playing in the playoffs.
Oh, okay. I won't know that.
No, you will.
Still playing in the playoffs.
No, I know none of them. I thought of this last night. We went through in my mind, I'm thinking about, I was in Washington, I go, okay, name off the Lakers. Okay, Byron Scott, Arizona State. Norm Nixon. I can name
James
all
Worthy.
Worthy, North Carolina. I mean, just go through them all.
Let me get another one.
There's just the Lakers. I just knew everyone. All right, but I knew everyone.
Kurt Rambis.
Else.
I don't know where Kurt Rambis.
Well, Rambis was. I want to say he was at Santa Barbara or is he at that?
That's right.
I think he's right. I think
one of those.
One of those. He's one of those small California schools. That's where Rambis is from.
If you feel like you know the colleges,
we're not doing
NBA
the Lakers anymore.
Players in the playoffs. It is teams that are in the playoffs. I will tell you this:
Jamal
that
Wilkes, UCLA.
When I made this, I did include the Houston Rockets. So the Houston Rockets are included in this conversation.
I think, Bill, you surprise yourself sometimes. You've watched the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I won't know them. No, I really won't.
Yep. Here we go. Shut Up Simple for a Business Box of Bagels starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, call now 402-464-5685 to take Sip and Bill down in trivia, colleges of NBA players. And we have Craig. Craig, how do you feel about colleges of NBA players that are still in the playoffs plus the Houston Rockets?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Ooh,
this is pretty good. Craig.
Craig.
Craig, how do you guys feel? Scale of 1 to 10?
I don't feel good at all.
Okay.
Steve will be
5-ish.
Steve watches NBA more
than
I
watch a little bit of it, yeah.
All right, here we go. First question to you, Craig. What college did Houston Rockets guard Fred Van Fleet attend from 2012 to 2016?
Wichita State.
That is correct. Brilliant. Wichita State. Under
he used to be at the Raptors, right? Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, I think he won a title. He did win a title with the Raptors.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When they had a Kawhi.
Played for Greg Marshall at Wichita State. Yep. All right, Sip, 1-0 Craig. First one to you. What university did Indiana Pacers big man Miles Turner attend from 2014 to 2015?
No idea. I don't know who Miles Turner is.
He's big.
Yeah.
He's big. I'm not
Miles
sure.
Miles Turner.
Okay, so
he spent 1 year in college.
Okay, that I...
Give it a shot.
Hold on. Let me think about this. I think I know. Okay. Miles Turner, Kentucky.
Is it Kentucky?
Oh,
it is not Kentucky. Craig, do you want to steal that one or you want to pass?
I want to give it a shot. I believe that took him.
That is Texas.
Brilliant.
Craig is up 2-0. He played at the University of Texas. All right, Craig. For
deep trouble.
Just put us out of our misery.
For the win.
Deep trouble.
For the win, what university did Michael Porter Jr. attend for his one season of college basketball in 2017 before being drafted 14th overall?
Is that Missouri?
Yeah.
Is it Missouri? It sure is. And that was a quick game show as Craig gives them a 3-0 whooping over in colleges of NBA players. Craig, congrats. Thanks for playing, my friend. You win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Colin down the road.
There wasn't much we could do there.
No, wasn't much we could do.
We just got overwhelmed. Were you ever coaching in a game where you're just like, I don't know what we're going to do here?
That was one, yes.
That was one of those games.
It was one of those games. We were up against it.
We missed one.
And it's just not my wheelhouse, which is, like I said, because...
You knew Van Fleet. Oh, no, you didn't know Van Fleet.
No, I didn't know when...
You know where he started his career, though.
What's that?
He started in Portland.
He started in Toronto.
Toronto,
had that much.
Van Fleet's a strange
And I enjoyed watching the game last night a lot. I'll watch now. I'll watch particular games. But if all of a sudden, if it's like I said, no, am I watching? I got to turn it on. And it's mid third quarter, and it's 68-64 something. Mm-hmm. Just think about this. Sometimes there's games that teams score like it's like the final score is like 144-132, and in the playoffs all of a sudden it's 88-89.
You know, it just changes.
Yeah. That's why I enjoy it.
It changes.
That's why I enjoy it
what,
so much.
What's your other one?
So the other question: Celtics guard Derek White began his college career at the D2 level. What D1 university did he transfer to for the 2016 season?
I know this one.
Before getting drafted 29th overall.
I'm pretty sure, Colorado.
That is correct. He was in town. Derek White was at Memorial Stadium for the Colorado-Nebraska game this year. Mm. Yeah, I saw him down on the field before the game because I took a picture of him.
You are kidding me.
I'm dead serious. It's somewhere on my social media buried.
How about that?
Yeah,
Derek Swim. Swim's very White. Active on social media.
Did he have a cap on?
He didn't. I do not think so. No.
Was this on Snap?
It was not on Snap.
TikTok.
But it was not on TikTok. Okay. It was just on Twitter. Okay. Derek White.
Derek White, Colorado. Yep,
Colorado. He
so
came
I
out
knew
of
Michael Porter, Missouri. Yep. I knew Van Fleet, Wichita. I didn't know the one that we needed.
Yeah. The one that if I would have asked the Derek White question first, you would have
we would have been fine. I just didn't know Miles Turner.
It's bad. We feel really dumb right now. We're just barely. Don't
feel,
off.
Maybe you guys can get feel better about this one. Jalen Brunson.
This is over.
This is the tiebreaker. Jalen Brunson is averaging the most points per game in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
How many points per game is the Villanova grad scoring?
24-2.
Oh, I think it's well over.
31.5. Yeah, Brunson, in the postseason.
Now what? I'm not telling you what to do, but he's interesting to watch in the same way that Van Fleet is interesting to me because they're below the rim and they're far below the rim players. But Brunson can be a dominant player even though he doesn't play above the rim. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, had a sick crossover the other day too.
Oh, on Auster Thompson. Yeah, on Amon Thompson's brother. Yeah. Lost Auster Thompson, who's a great defender.
Created some real separation.
I mean, crazy separation. Like I don't know how he did it.
Yeah.
No, Brunson. Brunson's good. But I don't think the Knicks will win a game in that series.
Well, I think they will. They'll win it.
Think so?
Yeah.
A game. Maybe a game.
Spike Lee will get it done.
That's why it was huge for Indiana to get game one, though, last night. Because now, at worst, you go back home with a 1-1 tie.
I know.
It was spectacular. So, that's good stuff there. Hour number three coming up next. Early break on the ticket.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.